And while we are on the subject and talking about tone, I want you to remember that it's important that the volume of your voice does not need to be loud. Loud communicates disrespect. Most women don't want to have loud in their home or even do business with loud. Bad communication occurs when details are left out. It will take more time to go back and fix the issues than it will to include the details and those issues in the initial conversations. Make sure you are being understood. Give the other person a chance to say, "I don't know." Acting the part of the tough negotiator is different than delivering a tough message. Listen to responses. Don't discount what the other party has to say. Listen for cues. Those cues are the secret to your successful negotiations. Watch their body language. That will communicate so much to you. Listen carefully to their tone of voice. Try to discern their emotions. Try this exercise next time you see a group together communicating. Approach the group and stand in a closed position. By closed, we mean your arms are folded and your legs and your feet are close together, with your body being squared to the group. Watch what happens. The group will stop using hand gestures. They will draw in their stance. They'll stop talking and perhaps they will even walk away from you. Now, second group. Approach this group with your arms in an open position. Stand with one foot perhaps slightly in front of the other, causing your body to be in a slightly relaxed stance. Remember, good posture is still important. The group will continue using their hand gestures. Perhaps they'll include a nod of the head, and they'll open the group. The circle will be open to include you in their space. They'll invite you into the conversation. The parts of communication are like pieces of a puzzle that you need to put together to form the complete picture of their position, their interests, and requirements. Wise is the negotiator who takes the time to learn the keys necessary to become a master communicator. Create mutually beneficial options. At the end of the day, you want both of you to feel like you've won, don't you? Of course you do. And so put yourself in the other person's position. Try to think like she thinks. Create a way to make it seem like you are not in negotiations at all. Ladies, this is not how to slice up the pie or how to expand the pie. It's about making cakes instead of pies, or even better in my book, buying them instead of making them yourself. Sometimes this takes creative, out-of-the-box thinking. I was not able to access my MSN email account after my hard drive had crashed. I knew I needed the butterfly on my desktop, and it wasn't there. After several attempts to download the butterfly, I called the technical division of customer service at Microsoft. I began to describe my situation to the technical service rep I was connected to. Realizing that I had been going back and forth with this representative for several minutes, I thought about the times I had tried to get back to a specific representative with no success, and I realized if I were to hang up and call back, I would most likely not end up talking to this same representative. I hung up, I called back, a different representative answered, and quickly resolved my issue. I had a butterfly on my desktop in no time. This is the way we always do it. That doesn't have to be the way we always do it. Do it the way that works well.